talk to the young people first. Right, who's got their Bibles handy? Got a Bible handy? Robert, got your Bible handy? Good chap. Luke 15. Luke 15, verses 1 to 7. Luke 15, verses 1 to 7. Would you like to read that out with that Shakespearean accent you have?
Then all the tax collectors and sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he spoke this parable to them, saying, "What glad of you, having 100 of sheep, if you lose one of them, does not the 99 in the wilderness, and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance."
Thank you. Right. Well, this is all about sheep. Interestingly, you know, when you read the Bible, particularly the Gospels and everything, it doesn't take long before you come back to sheep. And sheep are a very significant animal, a very descriptive animal. And what are sheep so supposed to represent? Do you know that, Stella? What sheep are supposed to represent? What was Jesus really referring to?
Us,
yes. People, us. That's right. So Jesus referred human beings, that is metaphorically, as sheep. Now, do you like sheep? Do you like sheep? Stella says she likes sheep. Like sheep? Could you make a pet of a sheep? Would they make a nice pet? Huh? Not sure about it, are you? Huh? Why aren't you sure about it? Yes?
Some sheep are quite big.
Right. Have you ever seen anyone with a pet sheep? Walking down the street, or going to the shops with a sheep on the end there? Why don't you think people don't make pets of sheep? Hannah says no, she's shaking her head. Why don't you think they have sheep as pets and see them on a lead? That's right, they belong on a farm. Absolutely. They belong on a farm. Now, that's an interesting point. Now, because it brings us to what we're saying here. So, who runs the farm and who looks after the sheep? Who is he? What is he?
The shepherd.
The shepherd, that's right, because they belong on a farm. So God says that sheep belong on the farm. And that sheep are to come under the shepherd's guidance and hand. Unlike, say, a dog or a cat. You try and keep a dog or a cat on a farm, and they'll soon wander off. Well, sheep will as well. But sheep are to be kept on a farm. Now, this parable we read here, that Jesus said, the farmer's got 100 sheep, and one of them wanders off. So what does the shepherd do? What does the shepherd do? Yes, Hannah? He goes and looks for it. So he says he leaves the 99 and he goes and he looks for that lost sheep. Now, where do you think he finds that sheep? Where do you think it's landed up? Any idea? Where do you think it's landed up? Joel, where do you think it's landed up?
Somewhere that cause harm to it.
That's right, somewhere it can cause harm to it. You see, sheep are stupid. And the reason they're stupid, because they wander off and they don't realise, they haven't got any sense that wandering off is going to cause harm to them. You see? Now, what sort of harm could come to a sheep? Any idea? Yes, Stella. A wolf, absolutely, yes, wolf, they love sheep. What were you going to say?
I was going to say...
You were going to say a wolf as well. Any other thoughts why they shouldn't wander off? Yes, Elizabeth?
It could get its head stuck in the fence and not be able to get food.
That's right. It could get its head stuck in the fence. I've seen that up in the Lake District. Yeah. I've seen it as well. I've seen it as well. They're most stupid things. Yeah, what were you going to say, Stella?
They can fall down a pit.
They can fall down into, a pit or anywhere. So sheep are stupid things. Sheep, if they stray away, still in the same field, and can be something like 200 yards away from the rest of the flock, they suddenly start to become fearful. And the noise that they make changes. Even though they can probably see that the rest of the flock are over in the distance, they still become nervous. Now Jesus says that we're like that. Jesus says that you are like that. And therefore, the great shepherd who leaves the 99 says in his love, he goes and searches for you. Now, how does Jesus search for us? Any idea? How does he search for us? Yes, Joe? He listens to us praying. Well, I'm not sure that we would bother about praying if Jesus didn't search for us. I'm not sure that we really would. Yes, Hannah? He will call us by his name. Absolutely. So Jesus says he calls us. So you don't call him, he calls you. And not only does he call you, but he says, I'll go out and I'll find you. Because left to yourself, you're going to get your head stuck in a fence. Or you're going to fall down in the pit. Or you're going to be stupid enough to go into areas where you shouldn't go and a wolf will get you. That is the nature of sheep. And so he says, I'm going to come out and I'm going to search you and I'm going to find you. Isn't that wonderful? And that is why we rejoice in the gospel. Because you don't love God. God first loves you. And he says, I'll come out and I'll find you. That's the good news. And that is what that parable is about. So hopefully, when you read that again in the scriptures, you can identify with that parable because you can say, I was once lost, but I'm now found. Amen. Where does that come from? Do you know? That comes from a song. Yes. Amazing Grace. Well done.